In Interglobal UK, the rise of smart outsourcing.
Hello everyone, this is the Chronicles of Outsourcing, a podcast initiative by Initor Global UK. We are here with a series of podcasts on various topics such as accounting, payroll, and everything related to outsourcing. This being a Women's Week, we are here to celebrate all the strong women. And the saying goes rightly that the glass ceiling will automatically be broken if all the women help each other to break the ceiling. So here we are today with one of our women member of our team, Nidhi Gupta, who will speak on the women in accounting, who will speak on the concept of women in accounting. Hi Nidhi, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me here, Krishna.
Great. So Nidhi, if you can just let us know, what do you think about this concept of women in accounting? You have been in this industry since quite a long time and you must have faced your own challenges being a woman. So if you can let us know something about this concept.
Yeah, sure. I think there's a quote: there's no force more powerful than a woman determined to rise. And I think the quote says it all. Since so long, we have kept that mentality that for few tasks, men are better than women. And I think women's strength was underestimated, as we all know. But I think this cast of mind is now changed and we are having soar number of women in accounting profession. So let's take our just company in Initor Global. We are having lots of women, majority of women at workplace. And I think that's incredible.
Definitely. And to quote, we have almost 30% of our employee strength as women
that's
employees.
True.
So definitely we are, you know, heading towards the equality in this sphere and keeping women at par with men.
That's true. The mentality is now changing. And we are the women who can change the mindset.
Absolutely. Well, as there is a great workforce of women associated with us at Initor Global UK, Nidhi, I would want to ask about your experience. How has it been? As you are here since more than a year now, how has your experience been as a woman at Initor Global UK?
Thank you so much for this question, Krishna. I must say that, you know, I was feeling very confident when I earlier, you know, started in Initor Global UK.
Mm.
And I still believe that, you know, my confidence is increasing day by day and I'm handling the work on my own.
Right.
I think that's the most important and most effective strength for now.
Definitely.
And, you know, in communication skills and everything, I've developed a lot.
You have been given independence to work
yes.
by yourself.
Yes. So I think so company has, you know, provided me everything what I needed, and
right.
that's what has increased my, you know, personal skills also. So I think it's been a great experience being here, you know.
Great. And it has also been our honor to have such employees like you, and we wish that we have many more years to come along with us.
For sure.
Great. So Nidhi, as you are in accounting, so what is the scope of opportunities that women can apply in, and, you know, where do you see that there is growth for women in this industry, especially of outsourcing, of accounting, taxation?
Well, there are lots of areas like bookkeeping, VAT finalization, personal tax returns, management and cost accounting, financial accounting, etc. There are lots of areas. This way, accounting has lots of areas to cover, and hence any women can start their career with any area, along with they can get specialization in long run as well. So if you can take an example of Initor Global again, we have women in every areas of accounting. So I think Initor Global is the best example.
Definitely. So Nidhi, what changes do you see nowadays? Like, how has the world changed and how does it perceive women in accounting nowadays?
I think the majority is for the thinking process for the people we are having around.
Yeah.
Like, if you go few years back, there are lots of men in this industry only, and women was like 1% or 2%.
Hardly, right.
But if you can see now, women are, you know, heading the industries.
True.
If you take any examples, you know, recently we are having a show called Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So if the Vinita Singh is a person who is entrepreneur of Sugar Cosmetics.
Right.
Yeah. So this is the best example that women are heading all over the world.
Right.
And so we are the, you know, we can change the world.
Absolutely. And I truly believe that if women and men, they both walk hand in hand, this world can definitely change. But if it is just one gender ruling, then it would create imbalance.
That's true.
All right, Nidhi, I definitely agree with you on this. But I still feel and I believe that there is still inequality that persists between men and women. and how the world sees it. And there are also biases which we still need to break. So what do you think are the inequalities where we need to ponder upon and find a solution towards it for women to, you know, have a play field for themselves and they can flourish at their best?
Yeah, that's true. Well, first of all, we need to emphasize what is the meaning of, you know, gender equality, what you have just said.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. So that means women and men both should enjoy equal rights to receive the remuneration at workplace, and that should be equal. So however, this thought process and people are getting changed for now. So for this concept, and they also believe to give equal rights to women in every places, like whether it's workplace or home, except some rural areas and non-developed areas. But I think otherwise everyone is now, you know, changed their mindsets for this.
Yeah.
So if we see ratio for gender equality pay till 2018, it is examined that the, you know, hourly pay for those aged 25 to 54 who are employed full-time, the ratio of women to men pay increased from 0.61 to 0.83 between 1970 to 2018.
That's so correct.
Yeah. So moreover, it's rising especially fast in 1980s, but I think it's much slower since 1990. So I think we are the generation who will take the responsibility to change the world.
Right.
And being a woman, I know we will surely succeed for this.
Definitely, definitely. And still we have a long way to go, but we have definitely come a long way.
That's
that I can surely say. And with all the women uplifting each other, we can definitely, you know, break all the biases and help each other grow and succeed in their lives.
Great.
So thank you, Nidhi, for being with us on this podcast. We really enjoyed, and we hope that you have a great Women's Week, and may you have all the success in your life, as we wish for all the women associated with Initor Global UK. Thanks a lot, Nidhi.
Thank you.
For more information, visit our website initorglobal.co.uk.